Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Michelob Ultra presents the Fan Match Challenge, powered by the Copan Colorado Open, benefiting the first team, Green Valley Ranch. Donate now at denverfan.com/match. Preparing for the defense of their championship, here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, and I think we got to start right there. Look, we've made it clear over the last handful of years, the 6 a.m. listeners are the best listeners of the entire bunch, of the entire day here on The Fan. Mark, the best listeners, bar none, are the 6 a.m. listeners, correct?
That's right. They're the seize the day listeners. They're up, they're moving, they're making the country go. They aren't moping around or feeling sorry for them. They're not victims. Yeah, they're the best listeners. They're ready to roll. They're part of the show, Mike.
All right. Now it's your turn to come through for us. We have praised you. It is your turn to come through for us. So what has happened here as we've prepared for this big fan match challenge, which will be going on later on today at Green Valley Ranch, is each show raises money, takes donations, raising funds for the First Tee, Green Valley Ranch, helping underprivileged youth in our community to learn life skills through golf. It has been brought to our attention that of the four shows, we are currently last.
Yes.
When it comes to raising funds. Last year we were first. Any theories as to what's happening here?
Well, I mean, I just don't want to believe that just people just hate greatness.
Right.
I don't want to believe that that's part of the allure. You know, you and I have just been, we've been slow playing it. We've been soft shoeing it. Like everybody knows we're the favorites. We're the defending champions. And the other shows have been pandering and begging and whining their way to the top. And now it's our turn to just blow by them. We're like on the backstretch, and we're just kind of biding our time. We're the number 7 horse, and here we go, right?
Yeah, it's time to go secretariat at the Belmont.
Right. Yeah. Just eat it all up and then pull away by, you know, 16 lengths or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's just what we do.
Furlongs or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, so that's the issue.
So here's the thing. We're challenging you. We're reaching out. We're asking you, the great listeners that we've had such a great relationship with for so long, the 6 a.m. listeners, to really set the tone for the morning. Whatever you can donate, it all goes, I mean, all joking aside, goes to a great cause. But we would love to make a strong showing here, final push. So whatever you can donate, donate now at denverfan.com/match, the great 6 a.m. listeners. Thank you very much.
Yes. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Cause 6 a.m. listeners, they know greatness because it stares back at them in the mirror every morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, you're up. Like I said, you're not a victim. You're yeah. Your feet hit the floor. You're excited to be awake. I'm with you guys. Yeah. I'm a kindred spirit here.
Yeah. Yeah.
With you guys, 6 a.m. listeners.
This from Rudy. You guys are the LeBron James of the broadcasting world.
That's a good point.
It's not lovable? Is that what it is? Well, we need to get activated. We need to activate this.
Yes.
It's been activated.
Let's get activated. We will not flop. Don't worry. We will not flop around today out on the golf course. We're ready to bring it strong. So
you just don't flop it out there to perform like that.
Coach Fox, you don't. You just don't. Hey, I want to ask you. I was on last night with Dan Jacobs. First of three nights with Dan. Not a full show. Just
right.
Segments. It's like a mini series, right? And so we're talking, and he thinks that that George Payton has made a mistake in continuing the John Elway model for this year. And I'll give Dan credit, the judge. I hadn't thought of it that way, but is that what George Payton has done? That instead of coming in and really putting his stamp on things, All he's doing is simply extending the John Elway model. Core players, quarterback, coaches.
Well, I think there's a couple of things, Mike, that I think that you have to look at when it comes to what George Payton has done. And I think you have to go back to the Minnesota, like what they've done in Minnesota. I think what he has done here in Denver is very much what he has done in Minnesota. And that's with Rick Spielman, of course, who is the GM in Minnesota. But the bottom line is we're going to build our roster. We're going to build our football team. We're going to draft guys that are going to get second contracts. They're going to become great players for us. So you know, is that what the John Elway model was? The fact that you didn't draft a quarterback is what, you know, people are like, that's what bothers them. But I don't know, explain to me how you think that he has followed suit with the John Elway model.
Well, the idea that instead of just coming in, you've always told how Bill Parcells says that when you take over, you strip everything down to the studs,
mm-hmm.
right? You blow everything out.
Right.
Everything and everybody. He didn't do that. Brought back the coaching staff. Brought back Drew Locke. Brought back Von Miller. Brought back Kareem Jackson. Went out and spent free agent dollars on guys with the idea not that they'll be long-term Broncos, but that they'll give this year's team the best chance to win. So he didn't really do that. He didn't follow the Parcells model.
Yeah, but I think it's a unique situation. I don't think, one, you're not dealing with an ownership. You're dealing with a group, right? Two, I don't believe he was signed with the authority to fire all the coaches. Like he was signed to a 6-year deal and say, hey man, this year, you're going to retain the coaching staff. Want you to get your feet wet and figure out what you think is best for this organization as we move forward. I don't think he was given full authority to come in here. And when was he hired? When did John step away and when did George Payton become the new GM? I just don't think he was given that. I don't think he was given like the keys to the car, so to speak.
That was January 13th.
Yeah. So
that's still pretty early in the process. Super Bowl hadn't been played yet.
No, I understand.
Then I guess the question is, why wasn't he given complete power? That's not good.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's part of the process of all the multiple coaches you've been through, all the multiple systems that you've been through. Hey, here's what we're going to do. You know, you're going to come in, you're going to take over, you're going to be the GM, start building this roster as you see fit. And this is your first year of Drew Locke and get Teddy Bridgewater or whatever you want to go in that direction. But I don't believe that he was given the authority to fire the coaches as of this year one. There were parameters in place. I believe, hey, we're not going to go through another, paying another coach. I mean, they're still paying Vance Joseph for crying out loud. We're not going to do that. They're still paying Scangarello, right? I mean, so I just think you walked into it knowing that this first year, that's why you got a 6-year deal. Hey, this first year, you're going to set your kind of strategy up. You're going to set your identity up from a front office standpoint. Doesn't that make the most sense? It's not following the John Elway plan. It is establishing your own plan with certain parameters that are in place because of how pathetic the organization's been for the last 5 years.
Okay, some reaction to the fan golf match. Sam here will donate for your show if I can also buy a lot on I Told You So Island.
Absolutely.
Well, you can't have a lot. It's just an island. There is no. It's just I Told You So Island is just. You know, just my island. I mean, I own the whole, I didn't subdivide.
You haven't set up lots.
No, I have not set up lots. I just own the island. But I tell you what, Sam, I will let you swing by and visit. I'll give you one visitation.
Army Ranger Ed, 10th Special Forces. Hold on a second. Gentlemen, there's also been a significant smear campaign from other shows. Yeah, we're aware of that. We've been smeared.
I know. It's
so easy to go after the top dogs.
Right. It is. I mean,
like yipping dogs.
Yeah,
just around our ankles,
biting Achilles tendons. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Stokely's the worst.
Oh, here's this is a deal. Oh, this is good. Mickey. Okay.
Uh huh.
Text in says, I will donate $500 for Stinky's phone number and permission to text him. No lie. I believe him.
All right.
Really? You'll give him your phone number.
Yeah, you've got Mickey's number, right?
Yeah. I can pass it along?
Yeah, pass it along. If he gives $500, pass it along.
All right. Done. All right. All right, excellent.
All right, Mickey.
Excellent, very good.
All right, Mickey.
All right, very good. All right, we're off and rolling.
How long do I have to keep Mickey before I block him on my phone? Is there a way you can block a guy on your phone?
You guys might become friends. Who knows? You guys might become friends. All right, I like it. We're already... Good job, Mickey. Way to step up.
$500. Okay, $500. We're in.
We're off and rolling. All right, we'll get to your text next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Sam just donated. He just sent us a text, follow-up text, said, a visit to the island is worth $50. Just donated.
All right. Now we're moving along. Way to go, Sam.
And Mickey is preparing to... He's preparing to donate $500 just to get your phone number so he can personally text you.
Yeah.
So all these great back and forth that we have here on the air, you get to do all day long with him.
I'm really excited. Yeah, that's going to be great. By the way, I have got a load of downloaded music, Mike. We are going to yacht rock. I think I've got 6 hours of yacht rock.
Yes!
That I downloaded.
Give me a clap. Come on,
yes!
Yes! Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, let me just, okay, we got Orleans.
Yeah.
We've got the Atlanta Rhythm Section. We've got Looking Glass. We've got the Climax Blues Band.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy.
Uh-huh.
You remember Thunder Island by Jay Ferguson?
Of course.
We got Boz Scaggs. We got the Doobie Brothers. We got Fleetwood Mac, Jerry Rafferty. I mean, it goes on. And Paul Davis. I mean,
any Gordon Lightfoot?
No. We didn't go Gordon. We didn't go.
If you need Gordon,
we got Steely Dan. If you want to go Gordon Lightfoot, you just go, hey, Stink, give me some Lightfoot.
That's right. You'll just do it live. And of course, some Dr. Hook, I assume, right?
You know what? I don't think I know Dr. Hook. I will do that during one of the breaks. I'll throw some Dr. Hook on.
All right. On the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, this is from F. Lewis. Hash Brown sent it to the internet. I don't think Mark can go two segments without saying the word roster. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well,
you do like talking about rosters. You are a roster builder.
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I believe it's what wins you football games. Like, I mean, I understand the narrative out there is just go find a unicorn. If you just find a unicorn, Mike, all your problems are going to be solved. You know what finding the unicorn quarterback is like? It's like the magic weight loss pill. Right?
How so?
Well, how can I lose all this weight? How can I look great? How can I fit into my clothes? How can I be ready for bikini season? How can I, you know, walk through the neighborhood shirtless and have a six pack and not actually do any work? That's what you want. That's the bill of goods you've been sold. You have been sold as a fan base, or you have been sold as football fans in the magic diet pill. Hey man, just get up every morning and drink some apple cider vinegar and you're going to lose 50 pounds. That's what you've been sold, this garbage bill of goods that doesn't actually exist.
All right, how about this one?
It's literally snake oil is what you've been sold.
How about this though? This is a good one. I agree with this. I think you'll agree with this because you've worked both teams. This is from Michigan George. He says, In Minnesota, they continue to not win the division, even though their roster was better. They couldn't get by Green Bay and their quarterback. Would you agree Minnesota's had a better roster than Green Bay?
I would agree that they have a better quarterback. I would agree that the Green Bay Packers have put together a better offensive line. I don't know that defensively they've had a better roster. I don't know that... And they've got some good players. Jair Alexander, their corner is as good as it gets at the cornerback position, but their safeties, their opposite corner and Desmond King last year, their linebacking core, Mike, and they've got Kenny Clark, who's a good player inside, but I wouldn't put him as a top defensive player. No, I wouldn't say, again, this is the bill of goods. You're comparing the Green Bay Packers, who have Aaron Rodgers, who is one of those kind of unique, he is one of those unicorn quarterbacks, the three or four total that we have in the league. The odds of finding that diet pill that dramatically, like it's the same thing as people who spend all their extra money on lotto tickets thinking that someday I'm going to hit the lottery and then all my problems will be solved. And even if you do, the odds of you hitting the lottery are one in a trillion or whatever they are, right? But even if you hit it, you got a whole new standard of issues. And again, all we have to go through, Mike, is the history of the league that you've pointed out many, many times. Remember, the New Orleans Saints had Drew Brees, and 3 years in a row they went 7-9 because they got themselves in a mess roster wise. They have never won anything in Detroit with an elite level arm talent quarterback who is by far better than 95% of the quarterbacks in the league. But he doesn't erase all the mistakes like Aaron Rodgers does or Patrick Mahomes does. And we even saw in Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl only being able to put up 3 field goals because you guys, from a roster standpoint, with the injuries you had up front, couldn't overcome it.
Speaking of losing weight, Jeff B. on the RamosLaw.com text line. Hey, mow your own lawn, Mark, and you'll lose weight.
Jeff, 8 a.m. listener, up early. I mean, what a turd.
What a turd. Wow, that escalated quickly. All right, we got a break.
Not only did I mow my lawn, I mowed my son's lawn yesterday, too, as I walked my lawnmower through the neighborhood. Just to let everybody know, I'm dominating you people.
Morning Brew coming up. Denver, how would you feel about hosting the NFL Combine? That's next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep hiking, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
This ball to center field, well struck. In deep, got a chance. Another home run, Trevor Story. That's exactly what the Rockies needed. Yes! Now they're up 5-1.
Drew Goodman with a call on AT&T Sportsnet, and would it be too soon, too depressing, too snarky to say enjoy these Trevor Story home runs while you can?
No, that would not be too soon. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I mean, are we T-minus 1 month to go in the Trevor Story Rockies career?
Well,
I mean, is Trevor Story a Colorado Rocky after the trade deadline? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, well then.
I don't think so. I don't
savor him while you can then.
Yeah. Do you see any way that Trevor remains part of the Rockies organization? I mean, I suppose it's possible, right?
Yeah. Trevor Story just strikes me as the kind of guy who wants to win, burns to win. And he's got to know, right? I mean, he's got to know that even if you buy into the idea that what happened with Nolan Arenado was in the past and this is a franchise that is committed to winning. But let's just say that is the message he's getting. Even if he believes it, it's going to be a while. Does he want to spend the prime years of his career waiting around to see if this thing can be rebuilt, even if the intentions are good?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think so. I mean, to be traded to potentially a contender. I mean, the guy is such a he made some defensive plays yesterday. I was watching the game. He's fun to watch, man. He's a fun player to watch, and he's got such value. I just don't know how in this rebuilding process that the Rockies are going through. Not that they're saying that they're going through, but they're going through it. I just don't see how. I just don't see how you retain him if you've got to rebuild your entire roster.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
So cities now can bid to host the NFL Combine starting in 2023. Would you like to see Denver step up?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, where do you put the combine though from an indoor facility standpoint? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you could do it at a convention center. I see what you're saying. Well, you could probably set up some sort of field, couldn't you, in the convention center? Or otherwise, you need a good indoor.
How tall? How
facility?
How high is the roof?
I get what you're saying.
I mean, I just don't know that there's a big enough indoor facility to house 300 plus NFL potential players to run routes and to throw and to do all the things that they do. I mean, I imagine they could figure it out, but again, we're talking about what February? End of February?
Yeah. Like,
you can't count on the weather.
How about the Broncos facility? Their indoor facility.
Yeah, then you could do that. You could do the Broncos indoor facility.
Problem with that is, though, that you get, you know, the combine has become a big enough event that, I mean, you could have fans there. You know, you charge people to come in. And
well,
all
you do.
Kinds of
not, you can. You do.
You do. And so yeah, all yeah, kinds of media yeah. there. So, no, you would need a facility. Oh, God, even more reason why. That new stadium should have been built with a retractable roof, but it wasn't. But that's why, hopefully, when new ownership comes in, big pocket, big money, build a new stadium, all the bells and whistles, retractable roof, and let's be able to get all these big-time events here into town. Next on the Morning Brew.
Trey Young is going to bring it back down for the Hawks. 2:35 to go in the quarter. Trey dribbling behind the pick. Now Trey crosses over. Stops. He sets. He shoots the three. Bang! They left him wide open, and he did a set shot.
Hawks radio. Man, this Atlanta team. Featuring Danilo Gallinari. And, oh, yeah, Trey Young. Young goes for 48 points, 7 rebounds, and 11 assists as the Hawks knock off the Bucks in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Did you watch?
Yes, I did. I did watch. Trey Young is, I mean, there is no place on the court that he won't pull up and take a shot from. I mean, zero. But he's a pretty remarkable player. And I think it's, I think it's fun. I think it, it's not what the networks want. I guarantee you that. They don't want Milwaukee and Atlanta, and they don't, it's not what they want, but it's entertaining. And Trae Young, obviously stealing one in Milwaukee last night. That was an epic battle. Although I will say this, how long does the last minute and a half of a basketball game have to take?
Oh, Lord. Jeez.
My Lord.
It's even longer than the last 2 minutes of an NFL game now.
It is. And they got to do something to speed that up. It just is ridiculous.
By the way, that Luka Doncic, Trae Young trade that Atlanta was ripped for in the first couple of years, not looking so bad right now. Next on the Morning Brew.
Letty wrists it in around the wall in the Tampa end. Far side to near. Lightning reverse it near side to far, but give it away. Bailey couldn't hold his own. Turnover in tight.
Maybe the worst big-time, big-game call ever. I mean, come on, dude. That was full dog whistle. Dogs all over Long Island were, like, covering their ears and whimpering.
Well, he seemed to, it was genuine excitement.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I mean, not everybody can be not everybody went to Syracuse. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, not everybody went there. You know, not everybody understands how it works. Yep. So,
lend a little gravitas to the moment, right?
Yeah, right.
Islanders beat the Lightning 3-2. You gotta be impressed when a team shows some intestinal fortitude. Islanders blown out 8-0 in the last game in Tampa, and yet face an elimination, bounce back, and win a gritty 3-2 game in overtime, going to a game 7 in that series in Tampa. We'll see if Montreal, see if Les Habitants can close out those evil Vegas nights tonight. Be checking that one out. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Montreal is in Canada. It's not in France.
Well, it's French-Canadian.
It's French-Canadian, I know.
So they're practically in France.
Yeah. Just about, right?
Right.
Just about.
Yeah.
James Merrillat, ready to share his sunny takes with us. He joins us next. James Merrillat, head of all things at DenverFan.com. And by the way, he will be hosting along with Charles Johnson starting at 9 a.m. as Sandy and Orlando will be out on the course. James, good morning.
Patrick Abella.
Are you looking forward to being out there? Are you going to be upbeat? Are you going to be rooting for all of our demises? What?
No, I'm going to be very upbeat. For a lot of reasons. One, I just, it'll be fun to be out on a golf course in, late June. That's great. I want to be in the center of the controversy because there was plenty of it last year with, I believe it was you and your scorecard, Mike.
Not me and my score. It was Stokely and his scorecard.
Okay. So I'm excited to see that. And then I know CJ, a little bit from, having been in this business for a while and we crossed paths, but I've never worked with him. And I grew up a CU fan. I was there for the Orange Bowl when he came in and won the MVP. So I'm really excited to hang out with him for 3 hours and, chat sports. It'll be great.
It will be great. I got to take you to the NBA right now because I got to understand how you're feeling as a huge Nuggets fan. You see what's going on right now with Phoenix and with Milwaukee and with Atlanta and all these, and the Clippers, these kind of quote unquote mid-market teams other than the Clippers, but they are the stepbrother in Los Angeles, right? So, does it inspire you to say, hey man, we can do it here in Denver as well? Or is it one of those things that's so upsetting because this was the year, this was the outlier year, and without Jamal Murray, you just didn't have a chance?
Yeah, I think I fall more in category B. I mean, there is certainly reason to be optimistic of, hey, if these cities can do it and these teams can do it, why not Denver? I just don't believe that this is going to be the long-term situation. I think it's great. I love watching, Trae Young last night put up 48. Devin Booker's been fantastic. And I think long-term, that would be so much better for the NBA. But, it'll be interesting when the ratings come out. I'll bet they take a little bit of a dip because it's not LeBron and the same old teams, which, again, if they looked at it from a long-term perspective, building up, you know, fans of these new stars and having it be like the NFL, where it doesn't matter if you play in Green Bay or Indianapolis or New York or L.A., you can still be a household name, would be great. I just don't believe that's going to be the long-term thing. I think Golden State will be back next year when Klay returns. I think the Lakers will make some moves. They'll come back. I think this was the year for, you know, a non-major market team to win it. And I think had Jamal not got hurt, the Nuggets would have had a chance. I think it's a mistake, though, for people to say, well, that's the only reason they didn't win it, and give, you know, Michael Malone and Tim Connelly and the organization a total free pass. Because I'm not sure they beat Phoenix even if they have Jamal. It certainly wouldn't have been a sweep. But I think there are some flaws in that team that go beyond just their second-best player being hurt.
All right, staying with the playoff teams there. Do you root for or against Vegas to make the Avalanche look better?
I am rooting against Vegas, which is funny because I'm rooting for Phoenix. So I'm not consistent, and I'll admit it. I don't know why that is. I think, Mike, it's probably because that series, there was some bad blood that came out of it, and it's just hard to root for them. The Suns-Nuggets series was so quick and such blowouts, and, you know, it really became difficult to build up that playoff hatred for them. Whereas over the six games against Vegas and the fact that they blew the 2-0 lead, it's just like, man, I can't stand that team. I don't want to watch those guys anymore. So rooting against them. And I think, you know, again, it seems to always go back to this free pass for me, that I think if Vegas wins it, nobody's going to look at the Avs as, oh, well, they blew it. It'll be, hey, they just happened to play the best team in round two instead of playing them in the semifinals or the finals as it should have been. So I think it'll let them off the hook a bit. Where if Vegas loses to Montreal, it's like, well, geez, they weren't even good enough to make the Stanley Cup Finals, and they beat you four straight games. So maybe it'll force the organization to take a hard look and say, what are the missing pieces? Yeah, very long-winded way for me to say go Montreal.
Yeah, you know what? I think I don't know, I feel the same way, man. I don't want Vegas to win anything, but I have become kind of a Suns fan watching the way they played and just the overall, you know, the presence of defense and all the things they have done. Moving over to the Broncos really quick. Like, what are your expectations for camp? What are your expectations for this football team?
You know, it's tricky. Because this feels like a team, you know, like if you're making dinner for a group and you can't get everything to come out and be done at the same time, right? Like the stuff on the grill is done, but the things in the oven aren't finished, and the salad hasn't been chopped up yet, and it's just not, the timing isn't right. And that's kind of how I'm feeling about this team. Like, there are a lot of things to really like about it. They have a good roster. We can debate how good it is, but there's a lot of talent on that roster. But it's kind of a win-now group, especially when you look at Kareem Jackson and Von Miller and players that are, you know, on their final year of their deal. But then they have, you know, the quarterback that they probably should go with is more of a project, so that doesn't work. They have a head coach who has to win now, but they have a GM who's year one of a six-year deal, so he should be looking long-term, while the head coach is very short-term. It doesn't seem like it's syncing up very well, that it all meshes. So I'm not really sure what to expect. I do think they have a roster that's good enough to stay in contention and in the conversation through Thanksgiving, at least. I mean, it's a team that should be, you know, 500 or hovering around that 8-9, 9-8 mark. And, you know, if you win a game, maybe you shouldn't. You'd be in the race. But until Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur show me that they're able to get the most out of the talent, Vic Fangio's defense has been disappointing during his 2 years here. It just has. So, yeah, he's got a ton of talent over there now, but I'm waiting to see what he can do with it. And the Broncos have a ton of weapons, but can Pat Shurmur get the most out of Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater the way I think Gary Kubiak or Mike Shanahan or somebody like that would? I'm in wait-and-see mode on that, too. So I'm going to say that this is a team that, you know, should hover somewhere around that 8-9, 9-8 mark. And, you know, if a couple things don't go their way because they don't know how to call timeouts, they're going to be brutal again. If they get a couple lucky breaks, maybe they're right there all the way to the end and in playoff contention.
All right, James. We'll see you out there a little bit later on this morning.
All right. Looking forward to it, fellas.
All right. James Merrillat from DenverFan.com on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. He and Charles Johnson will be hosting. And if James is truly the rabble-rouser, you know, the guy that likes to, you know, stir things up, he will ask CJ about the fifth down. Or is Merrillat too much of a CU homer to bring that up?
No, I think that's fair game, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I know I would bring it up with CJ.
I know, but you're the ultimate wedge driver. So, I mean, you can't wait to, and you know, it's amazing how you do it too. You're so good at it because there's a certain, like, smarmy sincerity, you know, like you, I didn't realize what I'm doing, but you know full well that what you're doing is getting under people's skin.
Why, Mrs. Cleaver, don't you look beautiful this morning?
Right. But you do. You have this way about you that is so sneaky.
So sneaky.
It really is.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, there you go. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to tell you why Mark and I are the New England Patriots of the Fan. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.